T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Two Florida tourists got quite a scare on a ride at a Florida amusement park as the cable on a slingshot ride snaps seconds before its launch. We've got the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com, and this video shows the two men about to be launched from the ride at Cobra Adventure Park in Panama City Beach when one of the ride's two main cables appears to have snapped, appears to have frayed, and of course, well, we have people recording these things. That's why I love America.
Y'all gonna be screaming like sissies, watch. Oh my God! We just dodged death!
It's pretty insane that like, you watch it and that thing just frays and snaps and the kind of like a cloud of dust goes on it as well.
Oh, damn, dude.
And the poor guys that are sitting in there, I don't think they're really aware of what's happening at first because one guy's got his arms up. He's like, it's ready to go. I'm ready to go. It snaps and pops and he's still got his arms up. I'm like, bro, they're not setting you off.
No.
They're not going to do that. You will die.
Oh, man, dude. That would be it. I'd be done.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm done. I am. I won't be riding a ride like that again.
Well, I guess the issue is that they use like these rubber bungee cords for the best like cords. And apparently at other places, because I saw the whole piece about this and they interviewed some other people at some other parks. And like, oh, no, we use like these metal like springs now.
Yeah.
That are super like, you know, as safe as one can imagine, but until something awful happens. But they haven't been using these type of rubber snaps or rubber cords for like 20 years.
And, so of course, these guys are in Panama City.
Yeah.
Wow. See, this is...
I mean, they are just seconds away from being shot up. And if that snaps, I can't imagine it's going to go well.
No, it's not going to go well. Yeah,
Another reason why I hate those rides.
Yeah.
I don't trust them.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, man. I mean, you know, Disney's about as far as I'll go. I don't know. Can you trust anybody else besides Disney? Maybe Universal Studios, I'll trust them.
Dude, there's plenty of places you can trust.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't trust nothing.
Six Flags.
I don't trust nothing.
I mean, I'm sure there's been issues at Disney.
Well,
yeah, right?
People have gotten stuck on roller coasters, and the Tower of Terror has broken down.
See, I don't go on any of those anyway.
Oh.
I'm only going to go to Harry Potter Land or Star Wars, whatever. That's all I'm going to do.
Wow.
You know, I mean, if I can't get out of the Millennium Falcon, that's not a horrible thing. Then, I'm, you know, I hang out in the Millennium Falcon for an hour long.
Fair enough. You can't get hurt in the Millennium Falcon.
No, I think that's pretty cool. All right, so some other video. You want to check this video out because this is pretty awesome. It's been spreading virally, this dog in Germany. Apparently, this dog, when it can hear a siren, you know, when it hears a siren of an emergency vehicle, it then can turn around and do a pretty damn good impression. Steve, now you do great animal impressions, but this dog might be beating you.
Okay.
So here's a dog who hears an emergency vehicle siren, then says, all right, now here's me doing the siren.
Wow. That's funny.
That is very funny. That sounds like you trying to do it, Steve.
Dude, that is amazing. The whole thing about that is just fantastic. But at some point, you think he like thinks it's cute, and then after a while, you're like, dude, all right, enough with the freaking dog alarm.
Yeah.
Hey, that's Steve.
Awesome.
Oh,
can
their
you,
phones are
can
out.
You do, can you do,
oh, okay, here we can go. You do your siren dog impression or just a siren impression?
Yeah, an impression of you
doing an impression
of a dog.
Oh my goodness.
Doing an impression of an emergency vehicle siren.
Please. Are we really doing this?
Yes, we are. For some reason people think you're entertaining doing this. I also, like you, think this is stupid.
I think this is completely stupid.
I personally love this.
And of course, who loves this? The two millennials and moron Riff.
The two idiots that had their cell phones out.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey. What, do we need a two camera shoot for this?
Oh yeah, this is professional. Two camera shoot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not one to say no to something.
So again, should we play the original first so that people can hear what it sounds like? Again, this is what Steve's going to try to do an impression of. He's going to try to do an impression of this. All right, Steve. Okay, you got it?
I'm trying to feel it.
Trying to do an impression. Because if you don't know, Steve is our animal whisperer. He does the animal impressions. Most human beings, you know, like our buddy Justin Ruppel, can do a lot of great impressions of celebrities and stuff like that.
Right, not me.
But you...
I can't do accents.
No, you do animals. I mean, you do impressions of animals.
That's what it is.
So it says, thanks, Steve. Now my dog is freaking out in the back of my car on the way to work.
That's sorry,
not
buddy.
My fault. That's I didn't funny. Play it.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
So I got to now be a dog.
Yeah, you do. Doing an impression
of a police siren.
Yeah. You ready?
Well, I got to get in a dog position.
Oh, got to get on all fours?
I got to do this. I got to do it right, right?
You got to do a doggy style. All right. There we go. There's Steve on the ground on all his knees. Geez. Oh, look at how agile he is because of his wrestling.
All right. Now you ready? I'm in a dog position, right?
All right, doggy. You can do this, buddy. Steve's on all fours.
I got my tail.
Oh, and he's shaking his butt because he thinks that's a thing that needs to be done.
I'm wagging my tail.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to get into it, BJ.
Okay, we don't need twerking. We just need you to do the impression.
Oh, there's my paperclip.
Oh. Okay, anyway. All right, here we go. Steve, doing an impression of a dog impersonating an emergency vehicle. Siren.
I hate this so much.
Here we go, buddy.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Fantastic. Yeah. Why don't you ever go to the radio convention and tell people this amazing thing you do when we have the battle of the bits?
Yeah, right?
Why don't you go up and tell them all about how you do the animal impressions and it's like the biggest thing of our show?
Because I don't want to.
Okay.
I'm stuck.
Also, why have you got
that position? He hasn't stood back up yet.
You can get up, Steve. You can do this.
Oh, man.
Whoa, he made it.
There he is. Yes.
He's back up on all twos.
Usually we do that earlier in the morning. I'm just kind of comfortable sitting in the chair.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations, Steve. That was one of your finer impressions.
I would disagree.
It's pretty good.
I hate you guys sometimes.
Don't hate me. Hate the two millennial morons that think that needs to be on video.
All right. Yeah, look at the both of them.
Yeah, they're both posting on, www.wereidiots2.com.
Yes.
There he is.
Your face is priceless.
All right. You're going to post that in how many places? The stupid video of Steve on his knees.
Well, the more you complain about it, the more places it's going to get posted.
Just put it on BJ's page.
No.
Keep it away from
mine. Keep it away from my page.
Posting it on your Instagram, then.
I hate this. All right.
So it says, thanks. Another dog is running around in our car somewhere.
A new survey asking people how they keep track of all their passwords. I've been watching this new show, Killing Eve. Well, it's not a new show. It's been on for a couple seasons. But it was a really funny scene where where Sandra Oh, you know her from Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
And she's actually great in Killing Eve. Killing Eve, but Steve, this could be a show for you and your wife. I don't know.
What channel is this on?
It's on BBC America, but it's on Hulu right now, the first season.
Cool. I don't have Hulu, so I'll get on it.
Okay, you're done. And so she's asked to give her a password by a killer. You know, like she's got, you give me your phone and what's your password right now? And she's like, 1, 2, and eventually it goes to 3, 4. And it's such a funny moment for me is that's her password. And she, by the way, she works for the British Intelligence Agency.
Yeah.
And her password's 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. And so, you know, people have that, obviously, because it's tough to keep track of all your passwords. But you have to nowadays. And so this survey said, okay, how do you do this? And the number one thing to me means that people just have the same stupid, easy password. They must. Because number one place they keep their password, they're saying, is their memory.
Oh, there's no way anymore.
Yeah.
I used to be able to do that because it was like 1 or 2 passwords and then like a variation of them. I mean, at one point it was all password. I thought that was clever.
That's very clever, yeah.
But these days you can't do that anymore. They're always asking you to change your password. And then when you change it, like you figure out a rhythm to your, have an idea of how you're going to do it. And then they're like, no, now you need characters and numbers and capital letters. And it's like, I give up.
Yeah, you need a ton of stuff, and I don't know how you keep that in your memory, but people say that's the number one place.
Someone taught me the trick a long time ago is if you have your main password, just add the number 1 at the end, and especially if you have to change it every 3 months like we do, then when you change it, do 2. then three, then four. So that's the only way I've been able to keep track.
Well, that I can do, but then you have to have your password. If you make a password, it's got to have a capital letter and it's got to have a character because you know that that's what everybody's going to want at some point.
Yep, I've evolved mine to have all those already.
Oh, you got
so
it also.
Anything I do, I
so you remember. So memory is where you got all your passwords.
Mm-hmm. I tried the an app called LastPass. But you can kind of save all of them, but it kind of...
Then you forgot the password to LastPass.
Yeah, because they updated a lot.
And I'm always afraid that whoever has access to that app that has access to all my passwords and get into everything, which is why I don't want to save it to a LastApp password.
Yeah, mine's just dong, capital letter, 69, exclamation point.
Good job, buddy. Hey, thanks, by the way, for letting us know, because now you don't have to use your own memory. We can help you with that.
Thank you, yes. Mine now, thank goodness for iPhones being able to like, or even web browsers, you could save your password on your own personal computer.
Number two on the list, by the way.
That's the only way I know my, sometimes I have to go to a site just to open up the password prompt on my phone to get the password for another thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because I forgot what it was and I keep entering it wrong or I've changed, I don't know. I'm just, I'm such a mess with passwords now, man. I used to not be.
Number three to me is, it defeats the whole purpose of having a password. Unless you have a private place where your computer is, because this says they store their password on a post-it note near their computer, which...
I've only seen old people do that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, because, I mean, unless nobody goes into your office, but then again, if you see any spy show, as soon as they break into your office, they're going to be able to get your password.
Right.
So, I don't know. Now, this is where I store mine, in the Notes app on the iPhone.
Yeah.
Or on the phone.
Are you afraid that someone could get into your phone, open up your notes, and then boom, has the passwords to everything?
So here's what I do.
Uh-oh.
I used asterisks to fill in, like, part of it. So that way I'll know what the beginning of it is, I'll know what the end of it is, and then, like, the like six of the letters are asterisk, asterisk, asterisk. That way it reminds my brain, I'll go, oh, I know what that is.
Gotcha.
That's how I do it.
That's crazy.
I know, because I'm a weirdo, because I think everyone's going to get in and bust in and get my stuff. Well, I mean, I don't want...
That's a big fear, though. Yeah. If someone gets a
otherwise, why do we have passwords?
Right.
If you don't say I'm a weirdo, we wouldn't have passwords.
You're the one who said you're a weirdo, and we disagreed with you.
Yeah,
well, that's a good point. Thank you.
Would you expect us to disagree?
You know what? Harmony is really the key to everybody getting along.
See, I was thinking, like, most people are worried because they're, you know, besides the bank stuff, it's like any nudes might get leaked.
See, I don't. You can't.
I don't have any news.
Yeah,
If you have a sharing thing, you can't put news on your phone anymore anyway because I have the cloud where all the pictures get shared with the whole family. So I don't have that issue because as soon as you take that damn picture, it goes up. My wife has yelled at me like, "Who are all these girls on your phone?" And it's like, "I met these people at the radio convention,
yeah,
and I'm putting their picture into their contact."
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh, really?" And
how
like,
"Come there are no dude pictures?" Though?
Yeah, well, because who talks to the dudes? I'm all about the ladies.
That's right. You didn't want to make a bunch of bitches cry.
Hey, that's my fetish. What do you want? I'm doing it for all the men out there. And also, is like Vicky says, there's password management software or apps you can use. And the survey found that the average person, if they got hacked, how much would you be willing to pay to get all your stuff back if you got hacked? All of your info, passwords, credit card numbers, a social security number, medical records. If you wanted to get it off the black market, how much would you pay for that?
I don't know.
Dude, because think about it. Your whole life is stolen, and all this stuff is being...
Have fun squeezing blood out of a turnip.
No, you don't understand. They're opening up stuff, ruining your credit. They're doing illegal activity in your name. Your whole life is ruined because somebody put your stuff on the black market.
I don't know.
You can't even entertain that idea, can you?
Yeah, I can't even fathom what I would... I wouldn't spend much. I'd probably just have to just be like, crap, got to start from scratch again.
Or just start.
Yeah. I don't think you fully fathom what happens if somebody actually has all your stuff.
I get it. And that would suck, but I don't have enough money just to be like, what am I going to give them, $50?
You can't get credit. You can't do anything anymore.
I got my car. I got my house.
The cops arrest you
I don't
because
need any more credit cards.
They think you're fraudulent.
Well, no, I'll tell them I'm not, and I'll have proof.
How will you have proof? They'll have your social security number and all that stuff. You'll have to go through the whole
process. Yeah, but they probably hit me up to say, hey, how much money are you going to give us to give you back your stuff? And I'll show that to the cops. I'll be like, look, I'm being extorted.
Oh, all right.
You think I'm stupid, but I'm smart.
Logic.
You think I'm stupid, but I'm smart.
Okay.
And then a fart sound.
Yeah, yeah. So anybody at all, would you pay anything? Or you like Steve, you go, I don't pay nothing.
I have like an app that checks my credit score, so whenever any new accounts get opened.
Her apps.
Yes. It helps me adult.
Here's the thing. It's just a rhetorical question. How much would you pay if it all did get stolen? I don't have any money,
so what am I going to give them?
All right, if we're doing make-believe questions, I would pay $1 million, BJ.
Thank you.
$1 million.
You know, when you ask your stupid questions to me, like, what would you be if you could be a turnip? I answer your stupid questions.
I've never asked that question, but I will now.
Yeah, please do that.
No, my questions are thought-provoking, like, what burger are you going to eat out on National Burger Day?
That's a good question.
If all your ass gets stolen, how much would you pay to get it back? That's not thought-provoking.
No, because I don't have enough money to give them anything. Yes. What are they going to say? Hey, here's $69. Give me back my password.
Hey, what are you going to give, BJ? How much money are you going to give?
Well, the average person would give about $30,000 is what the average...
Like, I don't got $30,000 to just hand over to somebody.
That's the average American. You're a little bit better than average, aren't you?
I just bought a crib. I don't have anything anymore.
You'll have to give them the
crib. For baby furniture for a baby that's not even born yet.
We have all your information. All right, how about the crib? Here's a crib.
Take the crib.
A brand new crib.
Okay, speaking of cribs, can I give a shout out?
You want to give a shout out to what? Is this MTV Cribs? What is this?
Yeah, what shout out?
Who are you shouting out to?
I want to give a shout out to our UPS driver. I don't know if he even listens, but I want to give
UPS driver.
You know how like people are trying to keep you from having porch pirates pull up to your house and steal packages?
Okay.
So UPS drivers are now trying to be a little creative, or even FedEx as well. Shout out to our FedEx driver too.
Give them a shout.
They will do their best to try and hide the box on your porch behind like a pole or behind some furniture or a plant. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I've known some people trying to hide the box behind the pole.
Well, we just had the crib show up yesterday to our house.
That's an expensive item.
And it's a big box.
Yes, it is.
So the guy tried to hide it. So he moved our outdoor little outdoor furniture, the couch on our porch. He moved that couch forward and put it behind the couch, but it's this giant box.
Oh, wow.
And it still sticks out. I was like, dude, A for effort.
He tried, but at least that way, you know, if somebody's driving by, they may not see it right off the bat.
Yeah, it's kind of slanted.
Dude, this thing was like 100 pounds. I give him credit, man. Yeah, like, you gotta move some stuff around.
That's cool.
I feel like anybody that have to like carry 100 pounds would be like, nope, screw you. Here's your stuff.
Good job, UPS driver. If you were the person that remembers putting a big box behind a couch.
The guy who remodeled our front porch, I appreciate you.
That's awesome, dude.
I know. I thought that was really cool of him.
A little extra effort there.
He didn't need to do that.
No, he didn't. But it's nice that they do, because they do know that stuff happens. And then it turns out that was maybe he knows what cribs cost. And he was like, oh, my God, yeah, I got to put this. Maybe he knows that you paid, big dough for that thing.
And can I give another shout out to Austin?
Yes.
All right, who's Austin?
He works for Jalt Water or something. He was hanging out by a hydrant in our development, and water was coming out of it. He works for the city.
Okay.
And I, of course, came in, what are you doing? I'm curious. I learned a lot about fire hydrants.
Okay.
And turns out he's a big listener. He's the guy who texted us looking for advice because he was about to get married.
Oh!
Remember that guy?
Yeah, did you tell him to stand in front of a hydrant? Is that what you said?
Well, he's doing his job. He's, like, flushing out stuff.
Oh, that's how that's our advice for him to get married, too. You know what?
Yes.
Flush out stuff.
Oh, so hi, Austin. I like you. You're a nice guy. Got to meet Lulu.
Oh, well, his day was made.
He seemed happy to meet Lulu.
I don't know who'd be happy to meet that terror.
Cool.
Perfect. All right, I have a question.
So $30,000, are you going to give up $30,000 for your...
I definitely would if I had it. I mean, like you said, see, if you don't have the money, what are you going to do? But I mean, if I had $30,000 to get all my stuff off the black market, see, you don't understand the repercussions the way I do, where everything, your life is ruined if they have your social security number and everything, because then you've got to fight forever to prove, like you said, that you weren't the person that did all this stuff.
Right.
And that is such a beating to get that all back. Yeah, I think I because you're going to pay that anyway if you really are a person that gets targeted.
One person, though, they stole all of your info, they'd be able to drain out your bank account, so you'd be broke anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So would you be willing to give up like something about you? Like, perform a certain thing or something? I don't know.
Perform a certain thing, and then Steve then rocks his backside.
Yeah.
So in other words, violation? Would I be taking a violation?
Yeah, what if they said, hey, we'll give it back, but you got to do this.
Wow.
Honestly, if that's what the people in the black market are stealing my info for, to get me to do something that some people would do freely, okay. I mean, if that, I don't know. I guess I'd have to really feel how bad the pain is for either one.
All right, well, I think I know something more painful for BJ. You have to give up your entire board game collection.
You'd be surprised, but that's okay. Because first of all, my buddies have all the games, and then I get to go buy them all again once I make myself back up again.
But you get all your money back.
And that thrill of buying all that stuff and popping all the cardboard and everything again. It would be hard to give up my Twilight Imperium painted ships, though. That would be hard, because those were special. All right.
Wow.
Here's a question for you.
You know, what are you going to do? I'm better than Steve. At least I give something back. Steve's like, I take it all. I don't care.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't give up my pin in Imperiums.
Pretty close there.
Yeah. I'll paint your Imperium. Why did a Washington man walk to Florida? Well, you're going to hear from him at 8:17 on The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is, I mean, an awesome, awesome story of today, maybe of the entire month. Love this. A 43-year-old Army vet, his name is Jimmy Novak, and he has spent the past 5 months walking from his home in DuPont, Washington, all the way to Florida. And the reason he's doing it is pretty special, especially as we get close to September 8th, which is World Suicide Awareness Day. Yep. And when we do our I'm Listening show for mental health and suicide awareness, because that's what he's doing. It. He wants to raise awareness for the number of veterans who take their own life. And this is a very, very serious situation for a lot of reasons. First of all, the people who serve our country, we want to make sure that they get to come back after their service and have a great life. And a lot of the mental health needs to be addressed. And the other thing is, guys don't talk about this.
Very true.
And of course, the majority of people in the military are men. So this is a hugely stressful, traumatic experience some of these dudes can have. And they don't talk about it with anybody. So I love that Jimmy's doing this. And he's been walking 22 miles a day, not an arbitrary number, because on average, 22 vets die from suicide each day in America, each day. And these are people who serve. This is why this is an epidemic that has to be stemmed. And I'm so happy that Jimmy's doing this. This sounds like something I would love to do anyway. I don't know if I could do it, but I love to walk. To be able to just walk for 5 months and just...
You couldn't do that.
22 miles a day?
No way.
You think?
22 miles.
I might
practically a marathon, but walking.
I love to walk, though. That's the thing.
And you love to walk more than... No way. You didn't even want to come with us to market days in Chicago because there's going to be a lot of walking.
Well, yeah. I'd like to think I could do this. Jimmy says that he has dealt with anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts in his own life. And again, Jimmy is a veteran, and he wanted to do something to encourage other veterans to seek help early. Here's Jim talking about this great five-month walk he's done to raise awareness for suicide.
I try to walk 22 miles to recognize the 22 veterans who are dying by suicide every day. I've had a couple of different times when I've been wrestling with suicidal thoughts. And what I did is I did everything wrong. I didn't seek help, and I should have. The most physically challenging part was one day when the GPS turned me off-road onto the Oregon Trail. Right. There was a lot of steep inclines and uneven terrain to go over.
Oh, damn.
That would suck.
Yeah, that would. I mean, look, he ain't no Lewis and Clark, and neither am I. Come on.
How about you start with walk one day from Mercer Island to the station?
Oh, I could easily do that.
You think so?
I'm
curious to see how long that would take. Yeah. I'm going to pull up the GPS.
I could easily do that. I mean, I walked from Mercer Island to Factoria Mall, and back. It was a heck of a walk. I think I'd have to train to be able to do it, but I love to walk, and you know, as long as I could get no blisters, I'd have to get the right... How long is that?
Mercer Street, Mercer Island.
Yeah.
There okay, you go. I'll figure it out.
98040. Put that in.
I was going to type in Mercer Island.
You can do that, too.
Yeah. So it's a nine-minute drive.
Yeah.
To walk it would take you 2 hours and 26 minutes.
Oh, dude, I walk the mall for 2 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, so I easily could do that.
When you gave the zip code for a second, I thought you gave out your address on air, and I was like, BJ, on air, buddy.
Yeah. No, I know what I'm doing, Danny. I'm not that old yet, buddy.
But how close with this guy? Like, he's I guess today's his birthday, and he's wrapping it up today.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Guess where he's going to end up.
3,000-mile trip. Okay. Yeah, let's take some guesses if you don't know.
Well, I know. That's why I'm saying guess.
Yeah, I know too.
Vicky, where do you think he's going to end up?
Where do you think he's going
to
end up?
New York.
Well, he's ending up in Florida, we think.
Honestly,
I read the story.
Pay attention to the show.
To an Orange Julius.
I read the story, so I didn't want to give it away.
So why would you say New York if you knew in the story?
Just say you read the story.
Because I felt like that'd be funnier.
Rev, what about you?
Disney World.
Boom.
Oh, really?
Bing, bing, bing.
That's where he's headed up. Orlando, wrapping up his 3,000 trip from DuPont, Washington, and he's ending at Disney World today. 3,000 miles.
The funny part is, if he walks all around Disney World, he's going to actually get more than 3,000 miles of walking.
Really?
Dude, it's so true.
Right?
I walked so much when we went to Disney World. It was insane. Like miles, like 12, 15 miles a day.
He could do one of those Segways. They have those there for like the Segway tours for the Walk and Waltz footsteps tours and stuff.
Yeah, and I do remember, Steve's right, because we were told we walked on an average of 10 miles a day when we covered that Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, and I was done. Now, granted, we had to do interviews, but I mean, so if I do double that, I probably wouldn't, because he's 43. Today's his 43rd birthday,
good
by the way.
Good for him, man. That's awesome.
How about that he was able to end it on his 43rd birthday? Like, he figured that out, too. That's amazing.
Yeah,
or if that was a happy coincidence.
If it's a happy coincidence, it's definitely a happy coincidence that he ended up in Disney World. Do you think they hooked him up, or they probably gave him a discount where maybe his ticket was like $130 as opposed to $139?
Yeah, exactly. You got to treat him like a king. You have to.
I'd have Mickey waiting for him.
Yeah.
And maybe let Minnie have, you know, a moment with him.
Wait, what?
Wow, what do you want? Right.
Well, maybe he's married, so I shouldn't.
Maybe one of the princesses
Tigger,
instead of Minnie.
Because Tigger hits on everything.
He's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Tigger.
Yeah. Someone says, as a vet who struggles with PTSD, I totally support Jimmy. This is awesome.
Yeah, so
Jimmy rules.
Jimmy Novak is from our state and is doing a great thing to raise awareness about suicide. He walked 22 miles a day because, on average, 22 vets die from suicide each day in America. And he walked from his home in DuPont, Washington, 5-month journey, 3,000 miles, ending it today in Orlando, Disney World. And all to raise awareness about suicide and suicide prevention. And again, we have a website called imlistening.org. If you know anybody that has any issues at all, they are struggling with mental health or suicide, suicidal thoughts, or survivors of suicide, check this website out. And on Sunday, September 8th, on this fine radio station, as well as a lot of radio stations across the country, you can tell anybody in your family, they can hear us. We will be doing a show live. And it's one of the best things I've ever done in my career, hosting that show. And we have a lot of experts, people. We talk to folks across the nation about what they're dealing with. And it's a lot of celebrities chime in and people you have no idea that are going through this. It is the biggest family in the world that nobody knows they're a part of. People that struggle with mental health and suicidal thoughts. And, well, we hope to be able to make it so that you don't feel bad about talking about it, because talking about it is the way to deal with it.
We have a text message. I hate to be the bearer of bad news for this texter.
What's going on?
She writes, Allison in Bremerton says, I'm going to see the Rolling Stones tonight in Seattle. I'm wearing my dad's Rolling Stones shirt from 1984. I'm stoked. P.S. Thanks for being you guys. From Allison in Bremerton.
Oh, my God. Allison, no. Look at your ticket,
and
girl.
And I checked the tour to see, well, maybe they're doing another show here. But they're playing tonight in Pasadena, California at the Rose Bowl. So I don't know if you're planning going from Seattle to Pasadena today.
It's possible.
But she said in Seattle.
Yeah, tonight in Seattle.
So that was last week, Allison.
Yeah, Allison.
Someone did that recently. Yeah. They texted us saying how they were pumped to see. I can't remember what band it was. And I had to text them back and be like, that was last month, the show.
No.
And it was a big show. I can't remember which show it was, but.
Oh, I feel horrible for her.
I know.
It was like that guy who called in to talk about how he was going to go to the show in Portland, but it ended up being in Portland, Maine.
Yes.
And I know that it probably got confusing because they had to cancel and then they rescheduled the dates. But that show happened last week.
Oh, should we? Do we have her number? Is that weird to call her and see if she for us to tell her?
And what? Just double whammy, break the news?
Well, I want her to know. Yeah, let's get her number and see if she wants to come on with us. Maybe I'll give her a shirt. I mean,
well,
it's
she
not
already
the same.
Has a Rolling Stones shirt.
Well, yeah, we'll give her one of our shirts because she's not going to get the. She's got the Rolling Stones shirt, but she's not going to see the show.
I can't think of a time where I've missed a concert because I had the wrong date in my head. I've come close, but I remember checking something. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad I looked. That concert's next week.
Yeah.
Like, I dropped the ball on. I meant to go buy tickets for a show once just recently.
I hope she's.
And it sold out.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're right, Steve. Maybe she just forgot to say she's going to Pasadena. I want that to be a happy ending.
Or maybe, like, sometimes your texts get sent out later than they were. She maybe sent it, but it took a week for it to arrive here.
I'd like to believe that too.
I hope so.
Yeah.
All right, we'll call her, see if we can get this worked out.
I think Rev's calling her right now. So
oh, perfect. We'll see what's up.
Poor Allison.
I know, that sucks.
She wants to see the Rolling Stones. Oh, my gosh, that sucks.
All right, while we're waiting for her, let me tell you about this team of scientists in Germany. They just created a new blood test that is so accurate, it can predict when someone is going to die. And would you want to know that information is the next question.
No interest in wanting to know.
It analyzes a person's blood, looks for risk signs, and predicts whether the person is going to die in the next 5 to 10 years. And they say it's 80% accurate.
Well, who are they doing with? A bunch of 90-year-olds?
Well, dude, it could be done with anybody. Apparently, they can just look at your blood and determine your health. You know, like if you're so I think it doesn't matter how old you are, because young people could also die, too, if their blood's not right.
Would you want to know? Because it's not even like they're saying, hey, you're going to die in January of 2025. They're saying in the next 5 to 10
years. 5 to 10 years, yeah.
I don't want to live my life wondering when that's going to happen.
It might change the way I view life, though. Maybe I'll live life more fully if I know I've got 5 to 10 years left.
Or you stop caring and just go nuts.
Maybe for a few weeks you'll be that way, but then you kind of fall back into your old rhythm, I bet.
Oh, all right.
I don't know.
You don't think I'll live for the moment, carpe diem? I won't be that guy?
I doubt it.
No, just for a couple days.
See, I'm wondering if it would change. Like, let's say you're eating really unhealthy, you're drinking and smoking all the time.
Oh, I'll continue.
Well, if it would change, it's like, hey, you know, it says you're going to die in 5 to 10 years, but make these changes and you might live longer.
Okay.
So I would totally do it.
That's not a bad reason then.
I do it and be like, okay, maybe I'm not headed towards the right path.
If they tell me that, in fact, if I change, that the blood test will say is something different, I'll give it a year. I'll do what you said, Vic. Then I'll go back and get another blood test and see if it tells me I have more time. If it doesn't, I'm saying F that.
Fair
enough.
Just
go back on the junk food.
All pizza all the time.
We got Allison.
We got Allison on the line. Allison in Bremerton, you are on the Rock. Hello, Allison.
Hi.
Allison, were we the bearer of bad news or do we misunderstand stuff?
Oh, you misunderstood. I definitely went to the Stones.
So that was a late text that we got from you?
Yeah.
We just got it 22 minutes ago. It says, I'm going to see the Rolling Stones tonight in Seattle. I'm wearing my dad's Rolling Stones shirt from 1984. I'm so stoked.
So you sent that text last week?
Yeah, I sent that last week. And,
how many texts are we missing then people are sending us? That is so bizarre.
It says 23 minutes ago this text came in.
Yeah, I heard you guys talk about me on the radio, and I was like, hey, that's me. And then I heard BJ say, like, oh, would it be weird if we called her? And then I got a call, and I was like, I wonder if this is them.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you saw the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It was phenomenal. My mom actually told me, like, a couple months before, she was like, hey, you have no choice. I got you tickets to the Rolling Stones. You have to see them, because I grew up with classic rock.
And so,
I called my dad at the concert, and I was like, yeah, guess what? I'm wearing your shirt from 1981. How cool is that?
That is awesome. And so you went, and you like classic rock anyway, but how was it seeing them live?
Oh, it was, like, in the rock world, it was magical. I just had a blast the whole time, and my favorite person was the drummer, because he is so freaking old, but he still knows how to rock.
Dude, it's like he doesn't even move when he's up there when he plays. But you're right. He just Charlie Watts.
Charlie has not cared that time has passed. Yeah. He hasn't done anything to change his look to make him look younger. Because Mick, you know, obviously he wants to look young, even though he's in his 70s. But Charlie's like, no, I'm a great grandfather guy. I don't care.
Wheel me out there.
Yeah, Allison, I could ask, how old are you?
I'm actually turning 34 at the end of the month.
Nice.
So how cool is that, that your generation is loving the Stones? It is amazing how, because Steve, I saw so many young people walking around with new Stones merch, you know, because they were in town. People are still loving that band. They're amazing that they've had this kind of longevity and anybody of all ages wants to go see them. I don't know that kind of phenomenon at all, really, when you think about it. When I was young, was there something my dad loved that I would want to go see?
These days, a lot of, like, the older bands are still popular because of the parents, or also because of, like, certain things, like whether it be Guardians of the Galaxy soundtracks or Rock Band or, you know, Guitar Hero. These different pop culture things have still kept classic rock alive in the eyes of, like, you know, some younger people.
And I got into the Rolling Stones in a really weird way. Like, there was a cover done for Westworld of Paint It Black, and I fell in love with it. Like, I listened to it all the time until the point where I had to listen to the...
Dude, Ciara does a great cover of Paint It Black. It's haunting. It's the coolest.
Russell Wilson's wife?
Yeah, I'm not even a Ciara fan, but her version of Paint It Black, Leo Rush, who wrestles with WWE, but he used to wrestle on the indie level, and he was at Defy one time, and he came out to that song, and I'm like, who did this version? And he's like, oh, Ciara.
Whoa.
And I was like,
can you find that, Rev? I'd love to hear a little bit of that.
Trippy.
I don't know if I've heard that version.
It's really well done.
Allison, I'm happy that it was the text that was late and not that you had to forgot what day it was. I'm so happy for you.
I feel so much better.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that, too.
All right. Somebody just texted, hey, guys.
Thanks for getting a hold of me, guys.
All right, Allison. Take care. And thanks for listening. That's awesome, too.
Someone just texted, guys, I'm excited. I'm going to see Nirvana tonight.
I found the cover of Painted Black by Ciara.
All right, let's give a little listen to Ciara's.
Very produced.
I'm getting chills.
Very haunting, though.
Yeah. I don't love it as much as Steve.
See y'all in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy she's...
I think it added the visual with the wrestling setup, how he came out really quiet and slow and dark, and it was it added to it. But yeah, it's a cool version.
Yeah, I don't hate it, but I think I still like the original.
Go Hawks!
There she goes.
Dude, when we were at the radio convention, I was talking to someone, he's like, what's your favorite song of all time? I'm like, oh, Pearl Jam. And I felt weird because it was like a 20-something-year-old, like maybe 22, 23 years old. I'm like, oh, I'm going to sound like the old guy, but I'm like, Pearl Jam, present tense. I'm like, well, what about you? And I'm thinking he's going to drop some whatever. He goes, Painted Black by the Rolling Stones. And I'm like,
whoa,
my man!
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is old school right there. Yeah, it's amazing. Classic rock is enduring like a son of a bee. It is amazing. I just wonder, you know, Steve, with all those things you talked about, like all the influences that obviously weren't around when we were kids that would help us like our parents' music, would I have liked like the Dean Martins and the Jerry, you know, and the Frank Sinatras and the Perry Como's if there was like a rock band for all that stuff back
then? Could have been, yeah.
Yeah, because I hated all my parents' music. There was nothing my parents loved that I wanted to have any part of my life when I was a teenager.
Which is funny because then you'll have younger people that wouldn't be into it, like a Seth MacFarlane, who brings a lot of that into a lot of the stuff he does.
You're right.
Whether it's Family Guy, I think he even did a little bit on the Orville, and he has a couple of, I think, Emmy-winning albums that he sang that sound just like that, and I would have had no idea had it not been for Family Guy or even other cartoons like Bugs Bunny, all the old school stuff. It's because of cartoons.
Yeah.
Dude, last couple of days ago, we went to Bradley Park walking Lulu around, and there was this group of, like, I don't know, maybe 15-year-old kids sitting at a table on a bench just cranking Frank Sinatra and singing along.
Really?
To the point where there was a couple in front of us and they turned around and looked at us and I like kind of watched it and I'm like, this is crazy. And this couple turns around and looks at it and goes, did you just see what I saw? I'm like, yeah. And the guy's like, that was freaking cool.
Very awesome, man.
Frankie.
Because those crooners were something. I mean, young women went nuts for the Rat Pack back in the day. So, you know, and there's a reason. They were good. Man, they were good. Well, I love seeing that, man. It does make me, you know, feel warmer towards my parents because when I was younger, I wanted nothing to do with it. But I now at my age, I love all that stuff. I just didn't have an appreciation for it then.
Well, even back then, there was also a sense of rebellion. You know, you're not going to like what your parents like. How could you?
But see, now you can.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest thing.
I always love, like, Painting the Grass. It's always cool when you meet someone that's like a father-daughter, father-son, mother, you know, some kind of parent and kid combo at the show just rocking out together. And it's not even like, you know, a parent with like a 4-year-old, which you saw a lot of, but you're also seeing someone maybe in their 50s with their 18-year-old son or daughter, and I'm like, that's badass.
I can't, and I'm always surprised because I still think these bands are new, but then you realize, no, actually, you know, I mean, you know,
Disturbed's been around for a long time.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. You're right.
Even Slipknot.
Yeah, you're right, man. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
In Star Wars, which bounty hunter did Han shoot first at the Mos Eisley Cantina?
Aw, man. Say it all the time. Frito.
No.
Bilbo.
No.
Credo.
Yes!
Wow.
I really thought you were going to go Frodo, because, you know, go for the Froes. The Frito, Fredo, Frodo, but no, you didn't do it. You got it right. Sometimes he does pull some out of his backside, but you still have a good shot at beating Steve. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.